Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As companies continue to reopen their doors, health experts say that until much more testing has been done and a vaccine developed, they may be increasing their risk of employees and customers becoming sick with COVID-19. How has the pandemic affected workers' compensation claims so far, and what does it mean going forward? Kevin Couch is a workers' compensation employer defense attorney with Willison, Jones, Carter, and Baxley. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be here.
First of all, give us an idea of what the workers' compensation law area is right now with this brand new world that we're all living in. I'm assuming that you've been kind of busy.
Yes and no. It's been a lot like some other businesses where we're living in a little bit of an unknown. So we have a lot of questions about how that's going to affect our clients, the employers, the insurance carriers, the self-insureds, you know, those people who are bringing in folks back to work. As far as our firm, we're busy and we're answering those questions as best as we can.
Walk us through now then what the implications are that you see for workers' compensation claims going forward compared to how they have been handled in the past.
I would draw a line kind of around healthcare providers or those companies that provide some type of healthcare related service. I think those are the types of companies that are really going to have to pay attention to COVID, at least from a workers' compensation perspective, because what we believe is, at least according to the law, as we understand it, applied to COVID-19, the employee, in order to have a valid workers' compensation claim, is really going to have to prove that they were at some sort of increased risk of developing the disease in the workplace. And based on what we know about COVID, in that it's just as easily community acquired, that they're carriers that may not be symptomatic, unless you have some type of known risk, and again, specifically in the healthcare field is probably where that's going to be easiest to prove, it's going to be really difficult to prove a workers' compensation case for, you know, those employees that exist outside the healthcare field.
So do you feel that claims going forward then will be pretty much limited to the healthcare field?
You'll probably have an influx of workers' compensation claims across all businesses, and it's going to take a little bit of time to work through those, and especially some of our larger employers up here in Greenville where I am, some of the industrial manufacturers, they probably will have some workers' compensation claims. We're going to have to do discovery like we would in the other case, and we're going to have to litigate a few of these claims before people start figuring out what is and what isn't going to work. My opinion is you'll probably see a lot of those claims outside of healthcare probably start to dwindle down as lawyers work through these cases.
Is there some standard advice that you are giving companies now to help them alleviate some potential liabilities here?
Sure. Some of our issues kind of interrelate to other specialties as far as OSHA, certainly some requirements as far as personal protective equipment with gloves and masks. There are also a lot of employment law is federally grounded. You know, what constitutes a medical exam? Can you take an employee's temperature? How far can you go to protect your employees in the workplace? So one of the pieces of core advice that I would give is go ahead and if you haven't already formed some type of internal COVID-19 team, you may want to look at doing that. You really want to make a comprehensive plan about how do we minimize our risk, how do we protect our employees, and how do we keep moving with our business so people can work and make money and support their families.
And I think that we've certainly seen many instances of employers taking that extra step and many extra steps to make sure that their workers and customers are protected. And in fact, that almost seems to be the next normal going forward, even after we are through all of this.
I would agree. You know, you really want to focus on the well-being of everyone. Your employees, in a sense, are one constituency, but your customers, vendors, what is the best policy as it relates to those core groups and where do those overlap and where can we make some good decisions for everyone? We do want to look at individual claims as far as workers' compensation, but we also want to structure those things going forward where you minimize risk for workers' compensation and maybe some of these other specialties as well.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks, Mike.
Kevin Couch is a workers' compensation employer defense attorney with Willison, Jones, Carter, and Baxley in Greenville. We will have a link to his firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.